were here before the district started. No, that's not true. Well, so Attorney Schultz suggested we defer this and think about it longer. Are you guys good with that?
I'm good. Let's move on. I got to go.
Okay, so health insurance renewal. David, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so our health insurance renewal is coming up on July 1. We're a couple months early, which is a good thing. Gives us time to talk about it and think things over. We don't have to make a decision today, but I wanted to get it in front of you as soon as I could because our renewal rates are going up about 20%. And so I've talked to our agent about it and discuss some different options, and their recommendation is that if the 20% is too much to swallow, which it may be, then their recommendation would be to increase the annual deductible amount the employee pays. Right now we're at a $300 annual deductible, which is pretty low annual deductible.
What's the monthly
the right of the
monthly pay in by the employee?
Zero. We provide insurance.
Zero?
To the employee. The district always provided zero. Always provided 100% insurance for all of its employees. That's as long as I've known it. It's been part of our package of wages and benefits, including our retirement account. I called three of the other districts in our area today. They all pay 100% for their districts. Two of them pay 100% for their employees and their families. Although they do carry a higher deductible to get their monthly rates down, is how they deal with it. And that's how our agent explains to me, if we want to lower the actual premium that we pay per month, most common thing to do is pick a plan with a higher deductible to keep you somewhat, keep the payment somewhat in check without having to pay a 20% increase in premium.
And rather than pass part of the monthly cost along to the employee, they bear it with the
deductible. Yeah. So then they pay their own. If somebody goes to the doctor more than the other or has a problem, they basically pay their own way through a higher deductible rather than having other employees.
So simply put, the columns on the left are the existing, the columns on the right are the proposed. Your existing plan is the top one, right?
Yes. 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 Left hand column is existing. The two that really fall into budget, when I do the budget, I figure a 10 to 12% increase. And so the blue four plan, SDA Regents plan falls in that. And also the Moda Connex school falls in that. The thing that I like about the SDA Regents plan, which is the plan we have now, but just at a lower deductible, is that it does a better job of covering specialty drugs.
Wait a minute, Dave. You're talking about the third one down?
Yes.
We have SDAO Regents current plan, right?
Yes, that was $300 deductible.
And that's $300. How much is the deductible proposed to be on that?
I think it goes to $1,000. It goes to $1,000 for the employee as far as the annual deductible.
The ones that I put on this spreadsheet, these four, I pulled them out of the bigger spreadsheet and put them on this.
And you know what my deductible is at Cascade Wood? $12,500.
Yeah. I think mine's $5,000.
Mine's $3,000.
Well, I think so, even our agents said, well, you got a pretty rich plan. Having that both deductible, and that's what kind of that's what it was when I got here. I think it was 250 when I got here.
Your crew's pretty young too.
I don't know. Me and Katie are getting up there.
So basically, what you're saying
you
is,
me and Dennis are all about the same age.
What you're saying is, if we stick with the blue, if we go to the blue four plan.
That would be my recommendation, and with a higher, with $1,000 each.
And it covers drugs in a way that's better?
Yes, yes.
And the cost to the district's going to be about...
7%.
Well, it's going to be about what your budget is.
Yeah, it's going to fall right in line with what we got in the budget.
So technically, instead of the employee paying $100 a month or us paying more, it's based upon you.
Yeah, I like it like that.
What about other people?
Even though I'm getting older, I might not like it here pretty soon, but...
Katie, are you insured on this?
I am.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, of course, I like the one we have now, but.
So how do we, what do we charge for spouses?
We don't have families allowed to be on the plan. That was the board made that before the Affordable Care Act. The board made that a policy not to have families because for me, for example, if Brian could get on my plan, then he wouldn't be allowed to get insurance through the health exchange, healthcare exchange. So he would have to pay the $8.99 a month out of, he would have to pay for it. And I can get him a plan now with tax credits for about $400 a month. So
you're suggesting the way we do it is best? By not allowing employees to be on the plan?
It's best for the employee.
Financially, for me, it's better.
Yeah.
That's confusing to me.
If the district was going to pay for families, that's a different thing. But since they are not paying for families, then if we have a choice of...
It costs me $85 a month for the $12,500 deductible, but my whole family...
Yeah, and I pay $1,000 a month for Tony and I have a $5,000 deductible. We got 2,000 employees. So, and the reason I say that is because you think that if you have a bigger random sample, the cost might be better, but it's not.
I never knew we didn't give the option for the spouses and families to be.
That's why, because they would have to pay. You would have to pay for that unless the district decided to.
Well, my point is if you go to, say, a $5,000 deductible and you get a $5,000 deductible and you stay within the realm of your budget, but then you're able to allow your employees' families, you know, to chip in, say, $100 a month with a higher deductible.
Would that be less expensive? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I've never been opposed to including families, but I was always...
I don't know enough about
it. My thought was that I never wanted to exclude families, but based upon the feedback from people like Katie, by saying we don't offer, it gives her options that are more financially reasonable. Is that a fair way to say it?
I think so. And if you look at all the prices on this spreadsheet, to add a spouse is exactly the same price. But when I worked for the school district, to add a spouse and family was at a lower rate. The more people you added, the kind of the price went down. And I did pay money out of my paycheck when I worked for the school district, but it was something like $30, $50 a month, and I had my whole family on the insurance. Granted, that was 10 years ago.
So Gary Trapp is a wizard at this.
Okay.
He does all of our health insurance for like Swede, Western Valley, even the smaller companies. I ought to show this to him to see what he
does. I'm totally in favor of that. And then maybe he could.
He's our CFO.
Maybe he could talk to Katie and David just to give them some feedback. When do you need to set this in stone?
Next meeting. So, yeah, we've got another month of people that need to. Good things for our enrollment.
I'll ask him to look at it and see, and
you know, he, I'm sure he's got some kind of a spreadsheet calculation that he's already built that were, that would give the district, you know, a snapshot of, okay, if you raise the deductible of this and the district paid this annual cost, and if we were to add employees and the spouses, you know, just to be honest with you, I'm surprised Cody Perry agreed to take the job. I mean, he needs insurance for those kids.
Yeah.
So are you telling me that those kids are running around without damn insurance?
I don't know.
I think they're on OHP.
What's that?
Oregon Health Plan. The free insurance.
Well, I'm certainly not an expert on healthcare or insurance, and I think we need to know more. So if somebody like Gary Trapp could, I'd suggest he calls Katie and David. You guys have the three-way once you studied it.
Yeah, I'll have him look at it.
Yes.
I'll do
and
that.
And there, you know, could be different for David because Susie probably has insurance.
Right.
Maybe you're double covered, maybe you're not. But in my case, we're SOL if Brian gets hurt because his plan is crapola for $400 a month.
Just basically catastrophic. What's the deductible?
$10,000 or something.
So are you suggesting that he'd be better served to be on our plan?
He would, yeah.
At $800 a month?
I couldn't afford it at that.
Yeah, but I think our I don't think it what's our deductible, Ben?
$300. $300, yeah.
Yeah, we need to crank that up too.
Yeah, if we had a higher deductible and our premiums went down, then maybe I could afford to add him onto it.
That's what I'm saying, because, I mean, if you have $5,000, I mean, if it's a family deal, like, right, mine's $12,500. That's for the whole family. Well, I can go get a CAT scan and rack that deal up pretty damn quick.
Well, I can tell you all this. When my first wife was alive, I had her on my health plan, and she had hers from Wells Fargo. And we paid ourselves $2,250 a month. But an annual cost of dialysis, I mean, a monthly cost of dialysis was $7,000. And the drugs they had to give her every week cost $3,000 a week. So basically, that was $20,000 a month for dialysis. Not to mention a bone marrow transplant, 50 visits to the hospital, and other procedures. So my point is, to JB's point, even if the annual deductible is $2,500 per family, hell, I can tell you dialysis for a month is $20,000.
Ryan's facing needing the shoulder and both knees replaced, and we can't afford it on the catastrophe insurance. So he's just limping along at half of his potential. So.
But could you afford it if it was $5,000, $10,000 deductible?
Probably, yeah. We'd make it work.
See, the nice thing about thinking about a deductible that's more reasonable is it's a risk-sharing mechanism that says, okay, we'll take part of the risk to cover the catastrophic or large one or two time event rather than going in to see the doctor when you have a cold.
Because like the way some of that catastrophic insurance works, for example, I mean, we'd have to get it all and look at it. But like if I go in and see the doctor, it costs me $35. If I go and, you know, whatever, you know, I had to get a CAT scan here not too long ago. I think it cost me $200 out of pocket, you know. But all those copays in that $200, that all goes towards that $12,500.
Right.
You know, I have never gotten to the $12,500.
Why I'd ever get there.
Only time I did was when Grant was born. And then when they put him in the ICU deal, they tried to start the deductible over because he was his own person at that point, not his mother. And our HR lady come unhinged on Grove Valley Medical Center and said, "That damn kid doesn't even have a social security number. And you're trying to say he's his own." They wanted to start over. Right?
That makes sense to me.
So I
I don't know. I think that, you know, we're doing our employees a disservice if we're not finding economical ways that their families can be included in our insurance program.
I agree with them. I do too. I'd love to have Gary Trapp look that over and talk to Eastern and give us some suggestions. I think that is great.
Is he an agent?
He is the CFO of Cascade Wood Products.
The CFO.
Chief Financial Officer. Oh. So he's the man. He negotiates with these insurance companies for 7 different companies that we own every day.
Huh? How many employees?
Total?
Yeah.
750.
Yeah. He knows all the tricks. He's a sharp guy. And certainly this is out of my element, but anything we can do to make it better, I'm in agreement with you guys, much as I hate to say it.
You almost, you know, you look at it and you say, so Trapp told me that, so we were self-insured until 2010. Cascade Wood Products was self-insured. And so I went to him and I said, what does that mean? We're self-insured. And he says, the minuscule stuff based on the premiums, it's just cheaper for us just to pay it. He said, on the big stuff, he says, we, the company, has a catastrophic policy that kicks in once the company had paid out so much. And so I said, I'm still not tracking with you. I said, explain. And so he starts talking about how, like, in 1999, we had an employee that needed to have like a 7-way bypass. And he said he negotiated with hospitals all over the country. It was almost like buying a car. He said, you know, he would go to him and say, I'm self-insured. I got cash money. This employee of mine needs a heart replacement, you know, 7-way bypass and whatever. And he gave the example. He said it was cheaper to fly a guy that needed that from Medford to Boise, Idaho, and have it done and air ambulance him back based on what it was going to cost via the insurance to pay for that. So he knows his stuff about the medical insurance.
It's complicated, there's no doubt about it.
But I didn't know you could negotiate on those kind of proceedings.
Well,
I guess you can negotiate on most anything to try. And you don't know unless you go.
Well, I went in there to get that CAT scan, and the lady at the front desk said, well, I noticed you don't have an advanced directive on file. And I said, well, we need one of those for this. I got a problem.
They hit you up for that every time you walk in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
I forgot to pass these out. These are the regionals for the finger irrigation pack.
We need to sign them real quick. Somebody needs to sign that one. All of it.
You might want to split them up because there's 24 of them or something. You might want to pass half the pile.
Let's start them with JD and Mike, and then he can go to us. How does that sound? Okay. Here you go. We'll do whatever.
They all turned them in the day they were due.
I kind of hope we get some late fees out of them.
Well, I was going to ask David. I asked David if he thought we should offer a 5% discount for people that would turn in their change of irrigation practice by February 1st.
No, we charged them a late fee.
Okay. Well, they all turned it in on April 1st. 75% of those get bombarded all on one day.
Let's charge them that fee if they turn it in before and charge them once they turn it in April 1st.
Well, April 2, they get a late fee.
We got an idea. We could raise this fee to cover bridges. And
if you want to do that, I'm game.
We make enough off those to hire another employee.
I'll tell you what, you should have sent Grant in to negotiate with me on crossings because Grant negotiated
Grant probably would have did what he did to you on the phone the other night. He just let you sit there and ramble and he'd have walked off.
Oh, he was having a good time. We decided that for services rendered, I get a blizzard or something and Tony gets a milkshake. Oh, no, pie. Pie and a milkshake.
So you going to make it?
No. He's funny, too. When you talk to him on the phone, he doesn't say goodbye. He just hangs up. He's been around his grandpa too long.
You know what, though? He was listening to me. Don't say he was. I'm going to hurt my feelings.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
He doesn't listen to me half the time.
If you were my dad, I wouldn't listen to you either.
It's
not a Grant thing. It's a JB thing.
He's an interesting kid.
Oh, he's a good one.
You got all these already, then?
I think so, yeah. Well, because you let me have that one pile first.
That's true.
So would you like us to adjourn Attorney Schultz and
yes.
Linda and Ralph?
I move we adjourn.
I second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries at, is that clock right?
6:37.
6:37. Okay. Goodbye.
Good day, gentlemen.
See you, Bill.
See you, guys.
Good night.
Thanks.
There you go.